Hey, welcome to our podcast. It's me, Nazmi Gates, with Iwan and Arifin. So today we'll be talking about most probably random stuff, maybe fighting, conspiracy theory, music, you know. So let's
salty popcorn.
Yeah, we're currently right now at a pub near at Orchard Road. So let's talk shit right now, right? So let me introduce my friend. First up is Khairul Arifin. Say hi.
Hi guys, my name is Khairul Arifin. I'm a mixed martial artist with a record of 17 KOs and 0 loss.
A champion in the making right there, right? So next will be another one of my good friend, E1, aka E1, okay? So you can call him E1. So here you go, E1.
Yeah, it's E1 in the house, yo. People saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening.
Can I lock it?
Yeah, hold on. Okay, Arifin. So recently you watched the fight between Michael Bisping and
Wait. No, I want to see if I can.
It's recording.
Can I? Wait, 26.
Okay.
No, because I don't want people to see the...
So recently you watched the fight between Michael Bisping Michael Bisping and GSP, right? So what do you think about the fight? Is it a fair fight? Or is it a GSP?
Is it not a fucking fair fight? Well,
I don't know.
Michael Bisping got one hand.
Maybe GSP...
Popcorn at your ear.
Guys, come on, we're making a podcast, man.
Right,
what do you think about the fight?
Only.
Yeah.
Kecil macam.
Oi. Say something lah.
Oh, GSP fight. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to see if it's still recording.
Yeah, it's recording.
So I can lock it. So can I lock it?
Yeah, lock it up.
I don't want people to like see that we are recording shit.
Yeah,
wait. Can we not speak in the total English? Malay skit.
What?
Malay skit.
No, totally English.
Totally English. Yeah. Okay, let me try it. GSP says Michael Bisping.
Okay guys, fuck them, right? Fuck them.
Okay, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna listen to some Ed Sheeran.
Okay,
so videos.
Currently right now we are eating salty popcorn. By Salty Balls.
Free
salty popcorn by Salty Balls.
You are mostly eating it, sir.
Because it's nice.
Fucking hell. Every fucking time. I'm gonna skip a lot.
If you're a true chef, you can taste what they put, like a certain spice.
Okay, guys, if you guys are listening to this, can you guys please recommend us any.
There's a spice in it, it's not just salt.
Curry.
Yeah, curry. No.
I think no. Huh? I think it's like.
You said curry also.
Kamu cakap curry.
Then keep that in your pocket. Then keep it in your pocket. I think it's paprika.
Paprika.
The taste of cheese a bit.
I don't taste any cheese, bro.
Cheese tu tai gigi kau.
Ada coklat juga.
Aku rasa ada skip the mentos.
Coklat.
No, macam Maggi curry. Okay, back to the topic, right? We are back. Okay, so the GSP and Michael Bisping fight, right?
It's a bit awkward, right?
What I think about it is, I think it was...
It's awkward, eh? You are awkward right now, right? Because this is your first podcast, right? I understand.
Man, I don't say that, man.
I've been doing this for about 20 years.
People buy my shit, man. Come on.
I've been doing this for about 20 years when I was 4. You understand? Because I'm 24 years old right now.
No, I hope like the record clears.
Yeah, so it's noisy.
It's not even like
it's
surrounding someone.
Wow. You just burp.
So yeah, please continue.
You said we're talking about Mike Bisping and GSP fight.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a beautifully well hyped fight. The trash talking by Mike Bisping was strategic.
Is it?
But GSP was very composed. He's a very composed man. Jadi McGregor.
Yeah, I think that Michael Bisping should have won because he's been in the game for the long run. He's a middleweight. Yeah. And then suddenly GSP came back after like 3 years. Takes him with a rear naked choke. I think he doesn't deserve that loss, but for that fight, GSP is the better man. I was rooting for Michael Bisping because that one was his division and will be his division until the end of his career.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but you see, there will always be a new champion, you know. So
I feel that a new champion should be an active UFC guy instead of like GSP. Because GSP is like he said retirement. Mm-hmm. He said he wanted to take off the gloves. Then he came back. And he wanted to take something that is not his. So.
But he did put his money where his mouth is. He challenged Mike Bisping and he won.
The one thing you have to respect GSP is because he moved up to middle. He's from welterweight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that one is a challenge for him.
It's something on his league, but
he didn't win that. But let's talk about the next fight. Now that he has the title, like, would he take on the next guy, which is in middleweight now? Is currently, I think, it's Robert Whittaker.
Robert Whittaker.
Yeah. If you guys don't know him, like, he's like a middleweight guy. His striking is like fucking, it's like a fucking lightweight striking, fucking fast.
Literally, it's super.
So now people are questioning if he would take the fight in 170.
But you say that GSP is retiring, right?
No, after that Bisping fight, he didn't say he will be retiring.
He say it's good to be back.
Yeah, okay. He will be back for more, but it's either he will move down to welterweight, because he got mentioned that his weight division is welterweight, where he's comfortable at. But for the current belt he's in, right? Next contender will be this Robert guy, and this Robert guy is like, he's a fucking killer. He's fucking good.
Alright,
so welterweight is now is I think Tyrone Woolley. Tyrone Woolley is the champion now.
Tyrone Woolley. So let's take a short break. Can we pause this time?
Pause. No breaks, man. Podcast.
I'm just tired, man. I want to take a few.
Okay, how Let's talk about something else.
Another fight,
okay. I think one, I have some ideas. You were about to say something. Who's composed? He was composed.
He's quite drunk right now.
One point.
Okay, let's talk about GSP.
Okay.
Let's talk about his fighting style. Actually, from last time, I've already thought of GSP as a good fighter. Because the way he makes martial arts, MMA like in general, like another whole martial art. Like the way he's actually from, what's that? Kyokushin Karate. Right?
Mm-hmm.
His background in Karate. Yeah. Karate, and he's mixing up with like,
it's a whole new different sport. I mean, like, whole new.
So basically, MMA, he's like technically one of the people who evolved MMA. Basically, he takes all the good and martial arts, combine it beautifully.
Uh-huh.
Like some people, you can see that they take Muay Thai and then BJJ, but when it's Muay Thai, they Muay Thai stands, BJJ, they BJJ stands. But with GSP, you can pull off like a spinning kick, then next a Muay Thai kick, and his boxing also on point.
And it's also good at
wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling. It's a whole package, GSP.
And if you are going to talk about whether he's going to take the fight against a Robert guy, I don't know about him, but GSP also got a lot of history. He also went out with a lot of different people who are well-known strikers.
Yes. And the thing is about the GSP fight and the Bisping fight, even the commentators were like rooting for him, like saying that Bisping will have this fight because his cardio is like the best in middleweight.
GSP is very athletic.
Yeah. No, I mean, they are saying like GSP is going to lose. They are saying macam, the people that are into MMA and the commentators like Joe Rogan, like Daniel Cormier, they are saying that Bisping will have this fight because it's because of his stamina and his cardio. His cardio. We take away GSP, and then like GSP put like won that fight. So I think if he takes on that Robert guy, like, he might win, so have a good chance. Yeah.
We cannot just kill him off, right, and say that there is no chance.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, fighting is a very...
Yes.
It's a
50-50 outcome.
No, layman's term, it's a soccer ball. Like, you can go anywhere.
Yeah, you can go anywhere. Doesn't matter what you do in the first round. If you, like, choke that guy in the last round, you still win the fight.
Yeah. All right. So basically, who knows, during those inactive years in UFC, he's been training outside, training by himself, maybe
GSP has been training, for that 3 years that he's out.
I'm sure he runs a gym also.
Yeah. He still does his cardio, but the only difference that he gained muscle mass. That's why he went into the That's quite a stunt, like. You're from like welterweight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean from featherweight.
Careful.
Why?
I just have to cut in.
Why?
We fucking devoured this thing.
What?
We fucking devoured that thing, man. Finish it faster than Obi.
That's
all. Okay guys, continue, man. Because we're still alive right now.
Okay, you're saying? It's life.
Yeah. No, I mean recording
life. Oh, I thought like people can hear.
Oh,
that
would be better.
It would be quite cool.
But
it would be radio already.
But you have to be popular.
No, you cannot have podcast. Podcast is not meant to be live.
Yeah. Podcast is like people can listen to anytime.
Podcast
people
to like.
Oh yeah.
I don't like many things can fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with podcast, you can like edit.
But can be a live session. Then after it's recorded, it can be kept in the archive. Right?
Some people do that, but sometimes, you know, like those cringy people, like Joe Rogan brings, right? He has to cut some racist remarks. He cannot like post, because Joe Rogan now is like 1 million subscribers.
Yeah, that's
how he's If he like makes the post something that people are making like racist remarks, he will get flamed with it. Even that guy he brought inside, that Blink 182, is it Blink 182? That guy.
What's the name?
Tom Dillong is Blink 182. Or Sum 41. Oh no idea. He's talking about this conspiracy shit. He says that he's been visited by aliens and shit. People are flaming Joe Rogan for bringing this idiot inside. Celebrate.
But did he make that claim or someone made that claim for him? Like, that's a story.
Tom Dillong made that claim.
But maybe it's true, what?
Then the next podcast, Joe Rogan said that people are flaming me for bringing this guy inside. And said, just want to be frank, if there's a bullshit meter, mine is off the charts.
Well.
But like that, if you want to talk about conspiracy but having a bullshit meter, it's gonna be hard.
No, because this guy, like Nazmi, if Nazmi talks, he will like, if people say no lah, it's like, I don't think so, he will come back to reality. This guy fucking really falls deep into like aliens.
Like, alien got fucked, he says before.
And then he like says that there's evidence. At the internet, there's like shit that you can Google, but actually it's ugly.
That's all hearsay and shit.
Yeah, for conspiracy, I agree with you. You have to be open minded. I'm also into conspiracy. That's why I agree for you to be in the podcast.
In your podcast, yeah. Because I love reading about these conspiracy theories and all those. Fucked up idea they have, like they say that the moon landing didn't happen, but sometimes when I read it, I believe it, you know?
Okay, let's start like a small topic on this thing. The flat earth thing.
Oh, flat earth.
Do you think earth's flat?
No. Oh, let's be serious.
Yeah. Do you think earth's flat?
Okay, you do you think the earth is flat?
Like, if I want to go in a neutral standpoint, I haven't seen the earth from afar. To dismiss something as impossible is very biased. But at the same time, all these years there has been proof of the earth not being flat. See?
Mm-hmm.
So now, me as a neutral person, I will have to weigh the facts for what has been proven. So far, the flat earth theory is not very practical. So when you reach the end of the earth, what do? You just fall off in space? if that's going to be the case, I'm sure someone has been falling off a space, or like a country that's been very close to the edge.
Yeah, but your point about the falling off, right? There are some protected places,
military protected
on Earth, yeah. Like so where you cannot get through. If you get through, they will shoot you down.
So you're now saying that the government is conspiring to say that to protect us from knowing that the Earth is flat. Then in that case, what would the motive behind it? What will be the only reason they don't want to tell us that the Earth is flat, and then in the first place tell us that the Earth is not? I think there's no way for them to profit from that.
No, I mean, it will, from let's say the scientists all around the world and the power of the government say that alien exists.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think will happen? People go crazy, you know? Religion won't, will be a dogma, man. Yeah, religion doesn't
authentic,
chaos. So it's the same thing, right? Because I think for centuries people have been believing that the Earth is round. So when someone said the Earth is flat, scientific fact, the Earth is flat, then people will like
talk louder.
People will like say, what the hell, man? All these years I've been believing the Earth is round. Now you say the Earth is flat.
But that is science theory. Yeah. If you're going to compare it to being a religion, saying that some aliens come out from the sky, then all these religious people will go batshit crazy. I mean, a bit. But okay, let's say you're a religious person. You see UFO come. How would you do? You go start killing people around nothing.
No.
You think about it, there's nothing apocalyptic about it.
There will be some people, you see, fanatic religious people who will say that there's no other life outside Earth, only Earth itself. There's only human beings, there's no other intelligent life.
Okay, if we're going to talk about security, maybe
but
because of aliens, then group of people will think that this government is making this alien, therefore many terrorist groups.
Is that their concern? Most probably, people will start blaming the government for covering things up, you know? That all this while, they know that alien exists, but they've been covering up for I don't know what reason. Same thing, it's like the Earth is flat, you know? Because there's been you can search YouTube, just a flat theory on YouTube. You can see people comparing about it. You see the United Nations flag? The logo, there's a round, then there will be continents on the map. So it's like, usually if you want to put the Earth on a 2D, they will only print the world map. See, but this one, they make it a round circle. Then after that, they just put all the continents, the countries. Google and see the UN tag. Let's see how it will be.
But we are just going to be making assumptions from symbols, then that also not a bit practical.
That's the thing. I'm like reading the flat Earth theory,
but
at the same time I believe that the Earth is round. You know?
But at the end of the day, I think for me, actually, even if the Earth is flat or the Earth is global, like circular, there's no difference. The Earth is still Earth.
you talk about that time when you mentioned to me at Beacon about the Earth, if the Earth is indeed round, about the moon, what do you say?
What I said was, this is another theory of mine, saying that the Earth is, what if the Earth is flat? But you see, because of gravitational force, we perceive the moon is also flat, okay? Because of this gravitational force that is so strong that can bend light. So what if this gravitational force is bending the light so that we see it as a round shape, circular shape, like very global shape, you know? But it's actually when, in fact, without the gravitational force, it's actually flat, you know? That's one of my theory,
So it's just an illusion.
Yes.
Gravity bending light.
Yes. Because there's Einstein theory that you can see a star behind a planet. It's just that the light bends over, so you can see the sun, the star behind the planet is like translucent. So it's my same theory. So that means you are seeing the moon flat. But it's actually flat, but you see the moon round. It's a bit far-fetched, but
you know, I still believe the Earth is round.
Farfetch is in Pokemon.
Pokemon Farfetch, yeah. You guys play Pokemon Go?
Yeah, interesting theory, but I still, I mean, to still remain neutral, to the best possibility. It's still a bit improbable for Earth to flat. Mm-hmm. All our new inventions, you know, our technology has progressed so far.
Yeah, there's another theory about hollow Earth theory. You know about hollow Earth theory? You know, because you see, there's a YouTube video when they are out in space. So they put this water inside a sponge. It's okay.
Huh? Do you understand? Let's pause over.
Okay,
wait, we just
did
our
show. No,
pause.
Can we say something? So that's the time we have for today. Yeah, sorry for the... We'll talk about the follow-up theory next time, but for now we need to go off and do our stuff, so...
I love how his balls deep into his... I need that. From what we talk about the conspiracy, I think we mostly talk about GSP and conspiracy, right? So after one point, we are moving to another location yet to be decided. So thank you.
I'm quite drunk, man. I feel like fucking.
Thank you to Izan and Azmi.
I feel like going back up to
idiot.
For like going back up to Cuppage and cop some brains.
Okay, bye bye. Yeah.